Welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is September 2nd, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Now, first of all, I want to thank everybody who entered the t-shirt giveaway contest, and I'd like to announce our winner. This week's winner is Daniel Frank. So if you're out there, Daniel, and listening, thank you for your submission, and I am holding you to your bribe. Yes, bribery works, folks. Not in the monetary sense, of course. But, Daniel, I hope you will definitely sign up for a full paying membership as soon as you get your t-shirt. All you have to do is send an email to me at newsflash@nikonians.org and let me know your t-shirt size. I think we have medium through double extra large. And your mailing address, and I will get that shirt sent out to you as soon as possible. And I will be announcing the next segment of the contest later on in the podcast. First up in the news, I need to mention once again that we still need volunteers for Photokina. That's in Cologne, in Germany, in Europe, for those of you a little bit slow this morning. And Photokina is running from the 26th of September, that's in 24 days from now, through the 1st of October. Now, there is a dedicated thread now on the community for volunteers. Once again, if you work for half a day, you get a full day pass to the show, a Nikonian's t-shirt, and a Nikonian's baseball cap, all for free. So if you're in the area, please jump on the thread. I will post that in the blog for you guys. And let us know that you will be volunteering and which day you can come. And we'd appreciate it if you show up and you get to check out all sorts of new stuff. And I will be talking about one of those new things in a few minutes. Next up, for all of those of you, that sounded horrible, for those of you using Capture NX, there is a new update. Version 1.01 is out, both for Mac and for Windows, as well as Europe and Asia versions as well. So updates are out there for pretty much everybody. Included in this update is support for the new D80 RAW files. So if you're wondering if you ordered the new camera and could you use the software, well, yes, indeed, you can. We've got the support out as well. And I will, as always, get those links for you directly in the blog, and they should be on the Nikonian's News blog as well, linked directly. And I think this particular update is also on our homepage of Nikonian's, so there will be lots of sources for you to get the direct links to get your update running. Now, Let's Go Digital, our friends there, have previewed one of the new Coolpix cameras. This is the Coolpix S10 that will be coming out at Photokina. So if you're going to be there, you get to see this camera. If you want to check it out, we have a nice preview written up on the Photokina website. And yeah, I sound like a broken record. I will post that link in the blog for you all so you can get there. But check that out. Looks like a cool new camera for those of you after a little point-and-shoot rather than a SLR. And also for Coolpix users, specifically the S7C users, T-Mobile has joined up with Nikon and is offering a nifty little, I wouldn't call it a program, but a little bonus. It's called Coolpix Connect. And if you have the camera and you have access to T-Mobile hotspots, you can send your photographs directly wirelessly to anyone you want, which I think is really freaking cool, for lack of a better word. That's just cool. So check that out if you have the camera, if you're thinking about a camera to buy, somebody wants a point and shoot, and that looks like a good option if you know you're going to be around T-Mobile hotspots a lot and like sending wireless pictures, which is really kind of fun. Instant gratification kind of goes along with chimping, I suppose, which I have to admit I suffer from every now and again. Just went out to Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland, and you just had to check to make sure that you got the right shot because the weather was miserable. It was raining. You never knew if the polarizer worked quite right, and I don't think I ever got that rainbow to come out in one of my pictures, but I tried my hardest. That's about it from the news. So into the forums, I'm going to do a minor bit of self-promotion and get some more interest in the family and pets photos. There are tons and tons of people posting pictures of their family and their pets. Mine is Loki. He's my dog. Got him about a month ago, and he's really cute. But we're not getting a lot of feedback. And I know, yeah, we're posting pictures because we want you to see our family, our friends, and our pets. But a little bit of feedback is often handy, especially if you know how to solve some problems. I have a black dog. You can't take a picture of the black dog in sunlight and not expect to get rainbows. So if you know how to fix that problem, a little bit of feedback is always appreciated, and just spark some interest, and you might see something cool. You might find a breed of dog or cat that you have that somebody else has. And who knows where this could lead to. So check out the Family and Pets Photos Forum. Give some feedback. Help us out. And, well, boost our egos and tell us how cute our dogs are. That's always, always appreciated as well. Now, to wrap things up, so I don't continue to repeat myself too much, yes, we still need volunteers for Photokina. Please, please, please get on the forum and let us know you're coming. Is the next installment of my t-shirt giveaway contest. Had some good submissions last week, and those of you who did not win last week, you are more than welcome to submit an entry to this week's contest. Now, all I'm asking you to do is email me at newsflash@nikonians.org with your best NAS story. Now, if you're kind of new to this, NAS is Nikon Acquisition Syndrome. The I just gotta have it. Everybody just gotta have something. If you know what you want, if you had this great story of, oh, I don't know, maybe a new lens or a new camera strap. It can be anything that you had to have that you were pining over. Send me your best story about what you went through, how long it took to get said object, any particular relationships, interactions with parents, spouses, that kind of thing, to beg for money. Those are always appreciated. And I'm not sure how bribery is going to function into this one because we already had the I will become a paying member if you send me a t-shirt winner last week. So that one might not fly. But send me your best story and we'll see who wins. And this is only the second of four. So there will be two more contests, one next week and one the following week. And as per usual, I will announce this week's winner next week, and I will be choosing the winner on Friday. So please get your submissions to me by, oh, let's say 4 p.m. Eastern time, well, Eastern US time on Friday. That's going to be my cutoff, so I have time to go choose the best entry and get everything together for the podcast. That's it for this week. I wanted to thank you guys for listening, and if you have any questions, requests, announcements you would like me to make, please drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump onto the podcast feedback forum and let us know how we're doing there. I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.